Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Daru Morris, Mitchell's Island, New South Wales.
There's not much to do out around where I live, but when you live around beautiful rivers and beaches, you would always find like a few friends there. I got put in foster care at a young age, around one, and moved around until I was around four. Then I moved in with my nan and pop, who aren't my actual nan and pop, but I consider them as my actual nan and pop because they've treated me so much like an actual family. They showed me love and cared for me by taking us out on trips, especially beach trips, having picnics there, having fish and chips, playing in the sand, swimming, and having sing-alongs in the car on the way to and from the beaches. They've encouraged me to do my best with everything. They've encouraged me to read better, study hard, get a job, pretty much everything to help me stay on my two feet. Learning to talk was a big struggle when I first moved in with Nanapop. Didn't know how to talk until around the age of five, then I started talking properly. But then there was the other English side of reading, which was even harder, given that if you don't know how to talk at a young age, you're obviously not going to be able to read as well. I always kept on doubting myself, like saying, there's got to be something wrong with me, I can't do this. I never really said it, but I showed it by ducking underneath the table when we had a read out loud at public school. Nan and Pop, they helped me get over it. Pop would read the newspaper, pointing out the words and saying what they are and what they mean. And Nan would just read the signs as we went through town. I had teachers and teachers' aides helping me through school with all my tasks. The best thing with Nan and Pop would most probably when they got me into sports, football, hockey, athletics, anything really. They helped me to have all the stuff to play the sports normally, and that made me start trying my best. Then when I started trying my best, I started to succeed with other stuff, getting a job, good education in school, everything. Because without my friends and family, and especially my Nan and Pop, I don't think I would be here right now telling my story.
Haywire.